Welcome, Shenanigan Knights. This is Misguided Shenanigans. This is Finny with me, my brother from another mother, as always. Nick, here to give you another fun-filled episode of Shenanigans.
Yo.
That's right, yo.
That was my exciting intro.
I mean, bruh. Bruh.
I mean, I feel like that was intense. You know what I mean? I feel like it's intense, and it's really going to grab motherfuckers. Like, it's going to grab them by the throat, bro.
I don't know. We may need to retake that because that may be too intense. Our viewers, I don't know. They may get a little scared. They may be like, whoa, what is going on? Shut your mouth. I mean, I don't know.
It's possible. If they tell me to shut my mouth, I won't.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got for them today? What are we going to talk about today?
Bro, Father's Day, man. What do you mean? That's right.
Father's Day.
The day of the beer drinking for daddies.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Speaking of alcohol.
Yeah.
I did something kind of fun this past weekend. I don't know. I thought it was fun. I thought it was pretty good. Our listeners and viewers could tell me if it sucked or what they think, but let me start with kind of where this all began. Yeah. I was flipping through TikTok and going down the TikTok rabbit hole, as always.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
It is, but it was research, right? I'm trying to figure out, you know, what kind of what things work and just, you know, funny things for the podcast. And so I saw Ryan Reynolds doing an advertisement for his aviation gin.
Yeah.
And those commercials are so hilarious. But he did one for Father's Day. And I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a try. I, you know, normally don't drink gin, but I'll buy a bottle, check it out. Let's see how it goes. And I tried it. And I was like, this is actually pretty good. And I was like, you know, why don't I do a TikTok video of it? So I did. I did. I thought it was a lot of fun. Got some positive responses right off the bat, which I thought was crazy because didn't think anybody would like it. But yeah, it seems to be going well. So.
And that was on the which TikTok now, because we got two.
That's right. It was on the official Misguided Shenanigans TikTok, but we're going to send it to the other one as well, so y'all can see it at both places.
Yep. So, cool. Yeah. I'm excited about it. I saw it. I thought it was funny. I enjoyed it.
Hey, your boy can act. Kinda. Well, sort of.
I mean,
maybe improv.
I don't, I would say improv.
Hey, I'm in Hollywood now. I'm an actor.
Yeah, right.
I'm right outside of LA. I could say, you know what? I'm in LA now. I'm an actor.
Yeah, and I'm in Asheville, and I'm a mountain man. I don't. False. That's false. 100 million% false.
Oh, this is where this is going already tonight. So speaking of which, I am drinking said cocktail. Which, by the way, if I didn't mention it, it was called a vasectomy.
That's right.
Which is a pretty brutal name for a cocktail.
It is, but I like it. I mean, and it's Ryan Reynolds, right? It's Deadpool. I mean, you know it's going to be, brutal, as you say.
Yep. So Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah. It'll have been here by the time this airs. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I kind of got a kind of proud father moment, but not so proud at the same time.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so I come into the bedroom, and my older son, he's 8 years old, sitting on the bed watching TV with my wife. You know, he just finished up all his homework and everything. We got a small apartment, so it's not like we got a whole lot of place to go and do things. So I came in the bedroom and I was like, what is that smell? Dude, it was rancid. It smelled like somebody stepped in dog poop and then vomited all over their shoes.
Gross.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what, did somebody like puke and then step in it? Like, did somebody step in dog shit? Like, that's where my brain's going. And I'm saying these things without realizing where the smell came from. It's my kid's feet.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Because he likes to wear shoes without socks. And He said a few growth spurts. And then I start smelling. I'm like, dude, it's not just your feet. And I was like, oh, he's at that age. He's no longer a little kid anymore.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, this is sad.
Got that BO, bro.
Yeah. So today, got him some deodorant. Taught him how to put on said deodorant and, you know, lifting up your shirt so you don't, like, pull your shirt down and have, you know.
The white streaks. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. On your t-shirt, which, you know, unfortunately, I do a lot because I'm lazy.
I'm still fucking, I'm 43, bro. Like, I do that shit all the time. I don't give a shit anymore, though. I got nobody to impress.
So, you know. So I go through and I bought him some deodorant, kind of worked that out. But I was like, man, where did my little kid go?
Yeah, man. They gone.
Luckily, I still got one more. So I still can live some of those moments for a little bit.
Yeah. No, not me. It's over. It's over. 22-11. Bye. It's over.
You're kind of on the downward slope now.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, well, I guess the downward slope would be right because, you know, at 18.
They gone. They on their own.
You know, living that married life without any kids will be, we're excited about that.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I mean, we still got 7 or 8 years, but still, you know, one can dream. Okay. One can dream.
So that was embarrassing for me to sit there and tell my kid, hey, you smell like dog shit. I mean, that's basically what really? I said. Yeah. That was kind of embarrassing.
Not for me. I was ecstatic.
Well, he started crying because I was rude about it. So,
I mean, toughen up, son. Toughen up. Like it's literally a part of growing up, which is what we told Zach too. You know, because we had to remind him that too. So,
he got excited about wearing deodorant for the first time. He's like,
"Yeah,
how do I get my own deodorant?" It's like, "Yep, pick it out.
Yep,
put it on." We got him some Dr. Squatch pine tar, so now it'll smell like pine needles.
Oh, great.
Hey, I like this. I mean, that's a good smell.
Yeah, I mean, it might be. You've been preaching about that Dr. Squatch stuff for a while. I haven't actually used any of it.
Dude, you can get it at Walmart now.
What?
Yeah, they started selling it at Walmart recently.
Oh, maybe in California, not here.
In Georgia, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to look. Yep. I'll have to look. Maybe I'll give it a go. We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, we had to do the same thing with Zach in here not too long ago too. You know, like, hey man, growing up, part of it, put on the deode, brush those teeth, you know, don't need to be stanky.
That's right. I told him he's got to take daily showers now. Because, you know, with the kids, they don't have to take a bath every day. You can do, like, every other day or something, depending on what they're doing. Like, baseball, you got to have a bath. But they just went to school. They didn't do much that day. You know, they don't smell. Skip a day. But no.
Yeah, not anymore. Use a full bar of soap on them feet, man. Use a full bar.
He's got to learn to wear socks with his shoes. Or at least wash his shoes every so often. I don't know. That's another challenge, but. But he's doing this thing, too, where he's like, what? What? Every time something bad happens or something that disappoints him, he's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, man.
The lingo's changing.
Well.
I got one call me bruh, the other one call me dude.
Dude, I'm cool with.
Not cool with bruh.
Bro part, not okay.
It's not even bro, it's bruh.
Oh, okay.
Bruh.
Well, that's the surfer, you know, that's like the surfer California show, I guess. I don't know. All our California listeners are probably going to crucify me for that, but that's okay.
I don't know. We are from OC, so that kind of fits, I think.
I mean, I feel like it does, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I fucking live on the East Coast. Live in the mountains. We use pine trees for fucking toilet paper, okay? All right? That's where we're at right now.
Instead of the three shells, you got the three pine cones.
Damn right. Damn right. Yeah, I said pine trees, didn't I? I meant pine cones.
Use some tree bark.
Yeah. Oh God, no. No. So what are you going to be doing for Father's Day this year?
You know, I don't know. Thought about going up to, you know, the Bay Area, checking that out, maybe go see a Giants game and stuff, but, damn gas prices are so high. I don't know if we can afford to take that trip. Yep. So gas in some places are up to $10 a gallon out here. We're not paying that, but like in those major cities and stuff, they are.
Yeah. That's insane.
Like LA, I think we saw some signs for like eight something. I'm like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't live in these areas.
Oh, no, with inflation and all that crap. No, I think we'll probably stick around here too. Maybe, I mean, I like to cook on the grill, so I'll go stock the outside fridge with some beer and get some burgers and brats and maybe a steak or two. Fucking fire that shit up, man.
There you go.
You know, I mean, you know me, bro. I'm simple anyway. You know, give me a beer and a barbecue and I'm fucking good. I don't need much else.
So I was talking about that out here with some of the other parents. I was like, man, you know, one thing I miss that I used to do in Jacksonville was, you know, we'd always do cookouts.
We did them all the time.
Yeah. And it was like, and it was an all day thing, right? You would buy the meats, prep in the morning, start drinking at 10 or 11, cook all day, eat all day, swim all day, drink all day.
Yep.
Crash out in the evening, watch our baseball game, playing, you know, some Nintendo, playing some like Wii Sports or something, or
you know, we did.
Yeah, apparently there's still some pictures of us playing what was it, the Jedi game where you were going through speed racers?
Oh, that was Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who has those? Anyways, that's offline topic. We don't need anybody searching for those.
Yeah, you'll see us squatting.
Yeah.
What the hell we're doing.
Yep. 6'7" motherfucker and myself squatting in front of my TV like I'm driving a speeder bike. It was awesome though. It was great. What a great game.
Yeah, it's like, are they taking a dump or did they decide to are they trying to sit in an invisible chair? Like, what's going on here? Don't I understand it.
Yep.
Why are their arms out there? It's like, you know.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It was weird, but it was fun. It was good.
It was. So I've been talking to everybody, and it's funny. I was like, you know, I'm thinking about going to the beach, grabbing a fire pit, filling it up, and then, like, get one of those, like, grills that you could, like, post in the ground and, like, have it hang over, and then grilling out on one of those things.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those. Yeah.
So, because it's funny. As soon as I said that, they're like, wait, let's do this, because one of our... We can't afford to have the country club lifestyle, but one of our parent friends, they have a pass to a country club.
Yeah.
And so it's got a pool, they've got tennis courts, they got playgrounds, all the stuff for the kids and things, and they get their own fire pit, and they got some Weber grills right next to it. And like, hey man, he's like, come over here. He's like, that? Dude, that would work. And he's like, I think we should do a test run. I'm like, oh.
Mm.
This guy wants to do a test run. Like, this is my people here.
Where do I sign? Where do I sign? I mean, that's the shit, man. I mean, that's what I, like, you said Weber, my ears perked up. That's what I use. That's what I've used.
Fire pit, cooking, drinking by the pool.
Metal, bro.
So, I think we're going to do a test run. And then do a fire pit. I don't know if we'll do that for Father's Day, but somewhere around probably the next few weeks, we're going to get into that.
Hell yeah.
Why not? Every parent or every person we've talked to, we're like, hey, we're thinking about doing this. Like, when and where and what do we need to bring?
Yeah.
They're like, wait, you cook? What do you cook? And then I start going into like, oh, do stuffed chicken, do the beer brats that you taught me how to cook.
Yep.
Still get that recipe down. And yeah, they're like, sign me up.
Done. Done. Yes. So then let me ask this. This is maybe a perfect segue. What's your favorite Father's Day? Like, I don't know if you'd call it a tradition, but I guess you could. Right?
You know, we don't really have a Father's Day tradition.
Yeah, see, we don't either. That was a bad question.
We just do random things. Like last year, we went to because my birthday is always right around. It's like the week of or the week before Father's Day or the week after Father's Day. So it usually gets combined. So like last year we did 2 days at Disney, 1 day at Disneyland, 1 day at California Adventure. The year before was COVID and lockdown, so we didn't do much. I think we went to the beach or something. I think that's the only thing that we could do during that time.
Mm.
And then, you know, the other years, I think we just did beach days or something random.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, like I said, I think that was a pretty bad question because I don't feel like we don't really have a ritual or,
traditional.
We don't have a ritual for Father's Day. No. We don't really have a tradition really for Mother's Day or Father's Day, I guess. I mean, Mother's Day is usually like we get together with like my parents and when we were in Florida, Lisa's mom, whatever. But Father's Day, yeah, we really don't. I mean, it's just a cookout. We usually just do a cookout and drink a shit ton of beer.
Yep.
Shit ton of beer.
I feel like Father's Day being in the middle of the summer, it's almost like it kind of gets lost with everything else. So like, it's not really like a Father's Day tradition. You just kind of do what you're going to do during the summer anyways, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to do like cookouts and stuff or barbecues or go to the beach or the pool or depending on where you're at, right? You're going to do something similar. If you're in the mountains, you probably go on hikes constantly. So Father's Day, let's go on a Father's Day hike. But really, it's just a regular hike.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like Father's Day gets the shaft a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with you. But then again, I don't expect much.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. I don't, like I said, as long as we got cookout beer, you know, kids can do whatever they want to do. Grown-ups do their thing. You know, that's it. I don't need fucking balloons and whatever the fuck else, you know, people
tell you
Father's Day.
I'll probably be lucky if we do anything for Father's Day because I'm a little bit, I'm in the doghouse a little bit right now.
Mm, interesting. All right.
So,
continue.
I have the bad habit of bringing up like nostalgic, funny things that are probably inappropriate for kids, but I learned them when I was a kid or when I was younger and I thought they were funny.
Yep.
Something happened. And I think this is another TikTok thing. I swear, TikTok in that fucking rabbit hole. So it's another TikTok thing, right? I'm going through TikTok and guess who pops up? Mm. Let's see if you can get this. There's a big saying that just went on and on and on, probably in the 2000s, like probably in the past, you know, 5 to 8 years.
You got me.
D's nuts.
Oh, is it back?
The guy, I guess, will sign autographs and he lives near Hollywood or something. People will see him out. And so I was like, oh, I remember D's nuts. And my kids heard me. They're like, what is D's nuts? And I start laughing just because that phrase alone.
Yeah.
So I showed them some videos and I told them like what D's nuts were and they thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh my God, dude.
So we're going around and I'll ask a question and Dominic goes, D's nuts? And Donovan goes, got him!
Oops.
For the past like week and a half, it's been D's nuts constantly. And my wife is not amused. But some of the timing they have with some of the when they're saying this is so funny. Like she is laughing and in tears. And that giving me this like you're dead look at the same time.
It's amazing. It's amazing how quick number one, they pick it up.
Yes.
Number two, they use it in the right context.
I know, right?
It's incredible.
Their timing. We were in a grocery store and Jody asked a question. She's really serious. And Dominic goes, D's nuts. And I died laughing. I lost it. I was like, that actually makes perfect sense. And I just died laughing. I can't remember what it was. I wish I could, because it'd be funnier to our listeners. They're probably like, that This is really not funny. I don't know why you're laughing, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. Had to be there. Had to be there, guys. Had to be there. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm just waiting for them to say it to one of the grandparents.
That's going to be golden. That's going to be golden. Like, that's something that would be perfect for YouTube.
Well,
I would love it.
And the kids, they have perfect timing right now. And I know we're talking about kids a lot today, but, you know, Father's Day, I feel like it kind of fits, right?
Sure.
But yeah, so, like, we're doing the recording for the video, for the vasectomy drink, and at the end, Donovan comes up and is looking at me, and I know he's about to say something, and so I improv, and I'm like, go do your homework. And he looks confused, and he sits there, and he goes, I don't have any homework. And so that's the end of the video, and then after that, he starts bawling crying because he thought I was serious. Oh. He's like, wait a minute, I'm out of school. Like, what are you talking about?
Edit
but his timing, like, it was perfect. It was just perfect.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like, I've got some zingers. I've had some real good zingers.
Yeah.
But, dude, my kid beats me. Okay. Beats me, dude. He beats me. And I won't repeat anything right at this point, because I'm sure they can literally hear every word I'm saying right now. But he's picked up a few things that he probably shouldn't have picked up from his old man. But that's part of it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, shit, man. When I was growing up, nobody gave a fuck. Nobody gave a fuck who was around. They said shit, damn, fuck, piss, whatever. Like, nobody cared. Right. And now it's like, I don't know. Everybody's so sensitive, I guess, that you can't really do it. But, you know, I mean, my kid's 11, man. He knows not what to say, when to say it, most importantly, and when not to say it, even more importantly. So, you know, I don't know. I just grew up in we grew up in an age where, you know, we didn't really get censored, man. I mean, yeah. There was no cancel culture, none of that bullshit. We didn't get censored. We said whatever the fuck we wanted to say when we wanted to say it, you know, which is why I don't necessarily fit in now in 2022, because I tend to say what the fuck I want to say when I want to say it, which isn't necessarily a good thing these days. But, you know, so I grew up, and, you know, my kid's smarter than me. So that's a plus.
Well, but it's not like we act to where it's like, or would say things that would be completely offensive. It's just
not anymore.
Not necessarily the norm of what.
Right.
You know.
Yes. Not anymore. Back in the day, I was an offensive son bitch, but not anymore. That left me about 22 years ago.
When you grew up a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, eventually you grow out of it and realize how fucking stupid it sounds. So there you go. What are you going to do? But no, it's cool, man. I'm excited for it. Cause it's really like, it's our last holiday per se until the 4th of July, which is actually coming up pretty quick anyway. I mean,
yeah.
we're less than what, 15 days away, I think, from the, well, maybe not, maybe a little bit more than 15 days away from the 4th of July. So that'll be our last 3-day weekend until Labor Day, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some stories about that as well.
That will come at a later episode. Yes.
You know, it's funny. A lot of our funniest stories come with drinking.
Yep.
Barbecuing.
Yep.
Sometimes fireworks. A lot of times a pool or a beach somewhere.
Majority of the time, yes. Yep. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. And oddly enough, like, I think we had maybe spent a couple of Father's Days out at our pool when we lived in Jacksonville.
Yeah, we did.
Or your pool when we lived in Jackson, when you guys were at the apartments.
That's right. That's right. When we could have people over before they started limiting.
Right.
I remember when we moved to that place, because we were like, oh, this is so awesome. We don't, you know, we can actually bring people to the pool, and we would, because it's not like you got packed or crowded. And then all of a sudden, these a-holes from other places would start sneaking in and coming to our pool, yep. And they found out that they didn't even live in the complex. And they were just pool crashers, which I didn't even know was a thing, but I guess pool crashing is a thing.
Yep.
And so, like, these families would pull up, all pile out of a van. You'd have 10 people pile out of a van and jump into a pool. And all of a sudden, a couple of families do that. And you're like, where did all these people come from? They don't live here.
Oh, yeah.
And so then they started limiting how many guests you could bring in checking IDs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think that was a sad day for me, because I was like, man, we used to rent out the pool house. We had like birthday parties and cookouts and stuff, and everybody bring food. And then, like, if people want to go in and cool off, they could, and then you could go back out to the pool.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. That was good times, dude. I remember a lot of beer. That all my stories are about beer. Like, they involve beer, every single one of them. Every one of them.
Yeah, you that's
your dad. If you're a dad out there and you can relate, you know, give me a hell yeah. You know, give me a stone cold hell yeah. Oh, speaking of which, and then we can cut this, because I know we're almost at 30. I had Stone Cold's beer the other day.
Ooh, how was it?
It was great. It's called Broken Skull IPA. It was delicious.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really good. I know you're not an IPA guy, so you may not like it. But Jay had brought it. I think he got it in Florida when he was there. And I don't know if you guys could hear the dogs barking or not, so I apologize for that. But no, he brought me some from Florida, man, and it was really good. It was really good. That's where the give me a hell yeah came from. So, anywho, I digress. Useless story. Let's wrap this shit up.
That's right. I think that's all the shenanigans we have for tonight. So, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for checking us out. Please go and check out our TikTok video. We're going to post in both places. Tell us what you think. If you hate it, tell us you hate it. Tell us, you know, what we could have done better. If you love it, tell us you love it. We love the support. And we're going to try to do a few more of those things and kind of, you know, do a few different things over the summer. Liven things up, have some fun, get into some interesting conversations and shenanigans.
Absolutely.
And, you know, go from there. Please check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We don't do much with, but, you know, we'll post some stuff there too. TikTok's going to be the main thing that we really post things on, along with like Spotify and YouTube and then the website as well. Yep. Going to have that up and going. So, you know, like, share, follow, subscribe, do all the buttons, all the things, comment, and show us some love, because we really want to get this thing to take off and really want to find ways to, you know, entertain people with our endless shenanigans. So until then. Yes. Oh, endless. It's endless.
That's the name. Endless Shenanigans. Beautiful. Peace out.
Have a good night, folks. Bye.